B-Pod Studios.
Getting your day started.
The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
You might have kind of, sort of, gotten our friend Chris in trouble. And by Chris, our friend, I mean Chris, a guy that we've never actually met. He can explain. Chris.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi. I'm saying hello and goodbye, apparently, because so Chris, he tweeted us. Melissa, what did he tweet?
So Chris has been tweeting with us and then some of us individually for quite a while. He usually just likes to vent, and then like he'll discuss regular show topics with us. Yeah. He's actually really funny. He's a funny dude. I read his tweets on the air a lot.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
But he sent me a DM on Instagram yesterday and said, I can't tweet my favorite radio personality anymore. Apparently, I've been giving you too much attention. Sorry, she doesn't have social media, referring to his girlfriend, yeah, and is very insecure. So apparently, Chris, you need to tell us, what about your girlfriend is making her insecure about the stuff you're tweeting us?
I guess it's just too much, too often to you.
To me specifically?
Yeah. Why would she be jealous of him tweeting me?
No, but I don't, because you don't tweet, you tweet the show as a whole. I mean, you do tweet to me, but a lot of times it's just the show as a whole, and it's always about show stuff. You've never tweeted anything inappropriate.
Nope, not going to.
Well, no.
Can I wait? We have questions.
Yes.
Because if she's not on social media, how does she know how much you tweet?
I'll give her my phone and look at one thing, she look at the rest of the room. She sees you on my page, then it turns into a thing. And then since I'm public, she just goes up there and looks at everything since it's public.
But how does she see it? You let her look at your phone, or she takes your phone, or because she's not on.
Have you ever given the phone to somebody and told, look at this one thing, and then they look at everything else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Wait. So wait. You said that it's because of stuff that I'm sending. Like, does she think I'm trying to like?
No, it's one of those matters where I'm paying you too much attention for her.
You're paying Melissa too much attention?
Yeah.
So it's because she thinks you want to have sex with Melissa?
I think she does. And I told her, you know, that's fine. I just love the show. I love their show. What's the problem?
Okay, well, we do have to ask the question, do you? I mean, somebody's got to ask.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I'm happy where I'm at.
Good.
I have another question. Do you and Melissa ever...
Let
me ask the question. Have you and Melissa... And I just want a yes or no. Have you and Melissa ever DM'd each other?
Yes.
Okay.
What's in the DM?
Listen.
What's in the
DM? Are there emojis?
No, listen. I will show you the communication right now.
I don't need to see it. Just the fact that you guys DM each other is a red flag.
Listen. The only time he's ever DM'd me was to respond to random stuff on my story, and all I do is
Melissa, listen. I know that you guys have nothing going on because you are the worst at hiding it, because the second you have something going on with the guy, you come in here and tell us. But think about somebody who's a neophyte to social media.
Okay.
When they hear about people talking about DMs, it's always in a negative sense where
right?
two people are hooking up behind someone's
that.
Back. So if her man is DMing you, you can't see that she thinks that you guys are smashing?
If you saw the DMs, you would know.
I don't need to
see
the DMs.
So all he has to do is show her so she knows.
Melissa, you don't know. Maybe he giggles. Maybe he has a face. Like my wife says I have a lie face whenever she confronts me with something. Maybe Chris has a lie face. Maybe.
I'm not
Stone Cold. I'm just telling you that I can understand where his girlfriend's coming from, and now he's being punished like a little boy.
I can't tweet directly to you anymore.
You can tweet to the Get Up Crew.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
And I thought the mistress of Wendy Williams' husband was bad by going on vacation when she was in a sober house. Melissa's ruining relationships.
I'm not even doing anything.
Well,
I respond to everyone who sends me a DM. Everyone.
An LOL placed in the wrong position.
You see?
You never
I'll
know.
I'll even post the correspondence we've had on Facebook so people can judge it.
I mean, yes, do that because that's good. It gets hits to our Get Up Crew Facebook page. Do it right now. All right, Chris, well, good luck, my friend. Don't mess up too much.
Chris, we'll miss you.
Yeah, don't let her ban you from listening to the show.
Can I just really quickly? Yeah. Jared just sent us a message on our Get Up Crew Facebook and has some advice for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
He said, teach that man about guided access on iPhones. People can only look at the screen you're showing them.
Wow.
Spoken like a true cheater.
Hell yeah. Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.